For organizers of the resolution, it's clearly a case of action speaks louder than words. It's been more than a month since community activist Thurgood Brooks released his 10-point resolution for police reform in the Quad Cities. And now, all of the appointed and elected officials asked to take a seat at the table to enact change are engaged and willing to work on implementing the plan. Brooks recently called out those local officials and law enforcement agencies who have been in support of the plan and those who had not responded or taken action to support the platform. The 30-day report listed 8 individuals as barriers to the progress of the plan and the platform, mostly for lack of engagement and consistent response.
After we presented the 10 points of the resolution, I asked the community to for their trust and for them to hold me accountable with that trust. Because what I'm going to do, or what we're going to do, we're going to hold these people who have the authority and the influence to change these policies now, at least for now, we're going to hold them accountable.
Among those named individually in the report as uncooperative was Rock Island Mayor Mike Toombs. However, Mayor Toombs says he has always supported the resolution platform, and since the 30-day update on July 8th, was able to have an additional meeting with resolution organizers. He further explained that he and others named on this list, like Rock Island County Sheriff Jerry Bustos and East Moline Mayor Reggie Freeman, have been in communication with one another regarding police reform in the Illinois Quad Cities. He says they have unified their efforts and formed a collaboration to address the issues and concerns of the resolution, as well as two other organizations that have come forward seeking change.
The expectations are that we should be able to meet all those issues on that the resolution has, if not all of them, a majority of them, but that's my expectations is to meet them. Now, some may not be in the exact same form as they have it or understanding, but of some form or another on a couple of them. But I would say that I think we should be able to accomplish all of them. And if nothing else, my expectations are is that we work on compromise and make sure that I can say that everybody is satisfied with what we come up with.
Sheriff Bustos and Mayor Freeman are leading the consolidated effort as spokesmen of the newly formed Quad Cities Law Enforcement Group. The group was formed earlier this month and went public on July 10th with a letter stating their purpose and intentions. Among those individuals listed as cooperative and fully supportive of the resolution are Moline Mayor Stephanie Acree and Moline Police Chief Darren Galt. Mayor Acree says the resolution and dialogue surrounding it have been instrumental in revealing experiences, perspectives, and the voices of residents whose concerns often go unheard.
What I'm hoping for is what I'm always hoping for, and that is that every day we're providing better services to the residents in Moline. And I think that we have the right leadership in place to accomplish that, and especially in this area of concern. Our police chief is doing a wonderful job of being innovative about the different ways we can integrate police work with social services to better serve the community in a way that meets their needs. People can be safe and people can feel respected.
She says they are already working on projects with significant improvements that will have an excellent impact on police and community relations. In a meeting that took place Wednesday between Illinois Quad City Law Enforcement Group members and resolution organizers, an agreement was reached to implement the resolution plan. They also made progress by developing a 5-point plan of action for moving forward. Supporters of the resolution can visit the resolution's Facebook page at facebook.com/theresolution. For WVIK, I'm Shanika Shipp.